Hello, and welcome to the teaching ministry of Faith Word Fellowship, where faith in the Word leads to a more intimate fellowship with God. We're excited to bring you this teaching of Mark Roberson, pastor of Faith Word Fellowship, where we're building people of vision, people of valor, and people of victory. Now let's join Pastor Mark as he delivers this week's teaching.
I believe in my heart that in these 3 nights, in order to help generate this push so you can finish strong, God has destined for you to receive something tailor-made for your situation in the name of Jesus. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Daddy, we yield to you tonight. The first of these 3 nights, as I've already done, I extend a personal invitation for you to come in and be yourself. Cause your presence to be felt, seen, heard, and caught in the area that your child needs to see a demonstration in. Cause each of us to never be the same again. Daddy, I'm asking you for your glory to be revealed. Let your glory be revealed in the name of Jesus, in a manner, at a depth, in a dimension that neither one of us have ever experienced or encountered before. Father, while the world is experiencing division, you're causing your people to experience demonstrations so that they may become kingdom advertisements for this season, for this hour, and for this time. We're letting you know, Father, we want to be used by you for your glory. And so we trust you. We're open to you. We have open hearts, open minds. We're ready to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, open your Bibles with me. Well, let me do it like this before I tell you what passage to turn to. 3 passages of scripture that will be used for these 3 nights. Let me give you the 3 passages so you can have them written down. And then when I say turn to them, you'll know where we're going. All right, the first one is Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. And then Psalms 92, verses 12 through 15. Psalms 92, verses 12 through 15. And then finally, John chapter 15. And now the one from John is going to be kind of out of order. It's going to be John chapter 15, verse 16. And then we're going to back up to verses 4 and 5. So those 3 passages again, I need somebody to be a scribe and to put this in the chat for me. The first one is Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. And then Psalms 92, verses 12 through 15. And then John chapter 15, verse 16, and then verses 4 and 5. Now, this past August, Faith Word celebrated its 27th church anniversary, and our theme was be fruitful. Be fruitful. I believe that that theme was a prophetic word to this ministry, that God wanted us to center and focus our hearts on fruitfulness, and he wanted us to build our faith concerning fruitfulness, and then from that, generate a momentum of favor from fruitfulness. And here's the reason why: because of challenges, storms, predicaments, and problems that were coming upon the earth or in our particular spheres of influence. Stay with me. So I believe that that theme, be fruitful, was prophetic and that God was preparing us. Now, it's in the same way, like, you don't have to turn there, in Mark chapter 4, verse 35, where Jesus gave the disciples a word and he says, let us go to the other side. Now, he gave that word before a major storm came upon them. Biblical historians say that that particular storm, even though that area was used to storms coming, that particular storm was considered to be a mega storm. Before this mega storm occurred, God gave a word through Jesus, let us go to the other side. And this mega storm arose, caused the disciples to fear for their lives. But Jesus had spoken, and that word was what carried them through the storm to the other side. Even though in the midst of the storm, they panicked. You know the story. Went down to the bottom of the ship, waking Jesus up and said, don't you care that we perish? Jesus never said they were perishing. Listen, why am I saying all of this? God gave this word at our church's 27th anniversary celebration. Be fruitful. It wasn't about a church anniversary. It wasn't about that moment of celebration. It was a prophetic word for the season to prepare us for the coming challenges, storms, predicaments, and problems that will be arising in areas, regions, or in people's lives, their sphere of influence. So, as I mentioned, God wanted us to center and focus our hearts. I remember at that anniversary service, I mentioned to the congregation that morning, and I said, oh, this is prophetic. God has wanted something from this. And I know that he's going to want me to teach on it. Well, I thought he was going to just want me to do a series afterwards, but he didn't want me to touch it. He wanted a specific time, a specific moment. And then while Cheryl and I were away resting, and then he spoke to me about doing this 3-night meeting, to do this, to saturate you with this truth, be fruitful. That's the subject for these 3 nights. Be fruitful. It's a timely word from God. It's a now word from God. It's a word in due season because God knows what we will be facing this last quarter of this year and what we will be embarking upon in the coming new year. And his word to you is, be fruitful. Now, you can be like the disciples in hear the word, but in the midst of your storm, you cave into fear and you start crying out and acting like Jesus doesn't care about you. Or you can catch the revelation, receive from the Spirit of God the empowerment, the equipping, and the elevation so that now you will ride above the storm the same way Jesus took the disciples. But remember, he rebuked them in Mark chapter 4 and said, where is your faith? Because they lost faith in who Jesus was to them. They lost faith in Jesus's love for them. They lost faith in the power of those words, let us go to the other side. I'm saying to you tonight, the word from the Lord is be fruitful. Now, we came into this year with the revelatory word as the Lord was releasing it through our end of the year meeting last year, the last 3 days of last year, going into this year. And that word was no more toil and toleration. Expect multiplication. Well, from listening to different ones who have sat under my teaching, I saw where they had lost sight of what God wanted them to catch from that revelation. And they went into this year just living their lives as normal instead of with intentional faith because of that word, no more toil and toleration, expect multiplication. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, you're not supposed to forget a word when God releases it to you. You're not supposed to lose sight of it or dismiss it and act like it doesn't carry an influence, act like it doesn't carry an impact, and act like that it's not able to cause impossibilities to bow their knee. Hebrews 2 and 1 says this. Just make a note of this verse. You don't have to turn there. Hebrews 2 and 1 says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. That's Hebrews 2 and 1 from the King James. And we don't want to let a word from God slip. So we're going to look at this. Be fruitful. Now, the sole purpose in these three nights is to help you develop the image of fruitfulness on the inside of you. Watch this. That prevails. An image of fruitfulness on the inside of you that prevails. And you may not fully understand and fully know what that means right now. But tonight, we're going to begin introducing it, and we're going to build each night, and you're going to begin seeing something. Let's go ahead and now dive off into our scriptures. Let's look at the first one, Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. Of course, I'm reading from the King James Bible. You follow along or whatever translation you have. And it says this in verse 9, for this cause, the Apostle Paul writes, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Watch this now. Being fruitful in every good work. Now, when you read that part, please don't allow a religious spirit to blind you from the truth of what the Holy Spirit wants you to catch. When it says being fruitful in every good work, he's not saying being fruitful in every good church work, being fruitful and being a good little Christian. No, he's talking kingdom, being fruitful in every good work, or you can say it this way, being fruitful in manifesting kingdom realities, being fruitful in every good work. Watch this and you'll see how I got that. Let's keep reading. And increasing in the knowledge of God. What's he talking about, increasing in the knowledge of God? He's not talking about increasing in you knowing God. He's talking about a revelation of God. You going deeper. Now, you don't need to go deeper in God to do good church work. You don't need no deep revelation for that. You don't need a deep revelation to feed the poor. You don't need a deep revelation to clothe the naked. You don't need a deep revelation. So what's he talking about? Let's keep reading. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Look at verse 11. He's still talking now. Strengthened with all might. Well, wait a minute. I don't need all might to do good church work. I don't need all might to feed the hungry. Now, feeding the hungry is good. We're not diminishing none of that. I'm just trying to show you not to allow a religious spirit to lower your perspective of what the Spirit of God wants you to catch. And I want you to come up. You're going to have to allow the Spirit of God to elevate you in receiving what he's saying through these scriptures. Being strengthened with all might. So that if I need to be strengthened with all might, then that means that this, what he is calling for, is greater than whatever I can do in the natural. Excuse me. Are you with me? Strengthened with all might according to or by his glorious power. So now it's going to take the power of God. Unto all patience, and the word patience does not mean to put up with. Biblical patience means to be constantly consistent. So unto all patience or unto all consistency and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet or fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. So now he wants me to know what has taken place and where he wants me to operate from. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So verses 9 through 14 of Colossians chapter 1 is a power-packed passage of scriptures. It is actually a prayer that you even can begin praying over yourself. Colossians 1, 9 through 14 is a prayer, along with Ephesians chapter 1. I believe it starts around verse 16. That's a prayer. Always 16 through 21, and then Ephesians chapter 3, starting around verses 14 to 15, all the way down to 20. These are three prayers, passages of prayers, that scriptural prayers you can begin praying over yourself. I have, over the years, have prayed this prayer over myself, and including the ones from Ephesians, which help bring me to the place of spiritual maturity that I'm at today. Let me show you. Before I show you the fruitfulness aspect, let me show you the prayer part. You can begin praying. Father God, I cease not to pray for myself. It is my desire. Watch this. Verse 9. Prayer point number one. I pray that I be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. My goodness. Can you imagine where you would be if you prayed that? I pray that I might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Prayer point number two, you see it in verse 10. Father, I pray that I might walk worthy of you, Lord, unto all pleasing. Wow. Pleasing the Lord in everything you do. And then prayer point number three. I pray that I be fruitful in every good kingdom work you assign me to do. Being fruitful in every good kingdom work that I'm assigned. Prayer point number four. Father, I pray that I increase in the knowledge of God. Glory to God. Lord, help me to increase in capturing more revelation knowledge of you, God. I want to go deeper. I want to go higher. Prayer point number five. You see it in verse 11. Father, I pray that I be strengthened with all might by your glorious power to cause me to become more consistent and to persevere with joyfulness. Can you use some joy in how you persevere through some things? Yeah. So this is a good prayer to pray over yourself. It's a good prayer to pray over others who, when you've been given an assignment from the Lord to pray for somebody to develop and to grow spiritually and to become more spiritually mature, you can pray Colossians chapter 1, 9 through 14 over them, over their lives, as well as over yourself. All right. So he tells us to be fruitful in every good work. To be fruitful in every good work. Now, to help you understand this, I gave them a little trailer, if you will, this past Sunday, a little advertisement about what this meeting was going to be about. And so I want to give this thought that I gave them on Sunday. Now, I'm going to need somebody to be my scribe and put this in the chat. And I'm going to say it more than once so that y'all can get it. But I want you to hear it first before you try to write it. And here's the statement. Fruitfulness is a state of being where you're constantly expecting, where what you do it strongly. You're strong doing and strong believing. Where there is strong doing and strong believing. Let me say it again. Fruitfulness is a state of being where you're constantly expecting, where you're strong doing and strong in believing. Fruitfulness is a state of being where you're constantly expecting, where you're strong in what you do, you're strong doing, and strong in believing. Now, I want you to see this. And the way the Lord got it across to me was, he says, Mark, you have to look at the metamorphosis or the transformation from the caterpillar to the butterfly. Stay with me, dear hearts. Once a caterpillar transforms into a butterfly, it undergoes a complete metamorphosis. Watch this. It goes through such transformation that the butterfly no longer thinks about how it was as a caterpillar. The butterfly no longer is tormented, terrorized, or in trauma about any challenge that it went through as a caterpillar. In fact, during the metamorphosis period, watch this, the caterpillar's brain and its nervous system reorganizes itself so it can support the butterfly's new lifestyle. Glory to God. And so when God started dealing with me about this, he says, Mark, you must understand, fruitfulness is a state of being. When I'm telling you to be fruitful, I'm not telling you to try something. I'm telling you to become who I've made you. And it says, that means you'll have to stop thinking like you used to think. Now, let me just go ahead and say this. When he got done with me, I was repenting and asking forgiveness for wrong thinking, for wrong talking, for wrong acting, for wrong behaving, for wrong perspective. Because when he showed me the contrast and the difference, but when the caterpillar is transformed into the butterfly and it no longer identifies with the caterpillar lifestyle, I started repenting. Because just like you, we've tried to walk out our Christianity holding on to our flaws, faults, failures from our pre-Christ script life before you was born again. And so many Christians struggle for a long period of time and they don't have to. It's just that they don't have faith in the transformation that took place at the new birth when you got born again. Look at this. Watch this. See how you like this. A caterpillar eats a lot as it consumes a lot of leaves and plant material. Listen, the butterfly doesn't eat the same thing that the caterpillar ate. The caterpillar crawls, the butterfly flies. The caterpillar deals with the lower lifestyle. The butterfly proceeds to grasp a higher lifestyle. So this complete metamorphosis that the caterpillar goes through when it becomes the butterfly, listen, it changes not only its physical structure, but it changes its behavior. It changes its needs. It changes its desires. It changes its appetite. Glory to God. It changes its behavior. So when I'm telling you, God says, his word to you is be fruitful. He's telling you, I want you to go through a transformation that you've been holding up. I want you to go through this complete metamorphosis to where your behavior changes, your appetite, what you feed on changes, how you talk changes, how you think changes, your perspective for life changes. And just like the butterfly does not think or act like the caterpillar, because, listen, the butterfly's priorities and capabilities are entirely different. Listen, y'all, when I found all of this out, I knew about the metamorphosis, but I didn't know the details of it. It blew me away. All these many years in ministry, I was never prompted or led to look at the detailed part of the transformational change a caterpillar goes through to become a butterfly. One statement I have here that they said that the butterfly never returns to eating the same material like the caterpillar did, because where the butterfly goes, the caterpillar couldn't even dream of going. So now, we're going to look further into Colossians 1, 9 through 14, because this is going to be part of the image of fruitfulness that's going to be developed on the inside of you, to where you will go through this transformational change, where your instincts will become different, your behavior patterns will become different, your attitude will become different, your temperament will become different, your speech, your talk will become different. You'll stop yourself from saying the wrong things because it won't line up to the image of fruitfulness that's being developed on the inside of you by the Spirit of God. Glory to Jesus. Now, look at this. Come on. Let's go to our second passage in Psalms 92. Psalms 92. So see, in these three nights, I'm praying that you will listen to the Spirit of God and listen to the Word of God in this teaching and allow the Holy Spirit to renew your mind concerning fruitfulness. Allow him to renew your mind concerning being fruitful and how to cause this fruit to come forth. Allow him to renew your mind concerning the anointing of fruitfulness, which God has graced each one of us with. And then also allow the Spirit of God to renew your mind concerning overcoming the opposition and the obstacles to fruitfulness. See, the purpose in this teaching, I believe that the Spirit of God wants to enhance each one of us and empower us And it's going to start with enhancing and empowering how we see ourselves and cause us to go to another level of effectiveness and empowerment in the kingdom of God. Like I said to you, when God started, had me to look in detail to the metamorphosis process of the caterpillar becoming the butterfly, I never looked at it to that detail. And it had me repenting. The butterfly no longer looks back at the caterpillar lifestyle. Watch this. For any reference. Let me say that again. The butterfly never looks at the caterpillar's lifestyle for any reference for it being the butterfly. It doesn't look at it for any reference. It doesn't bring up any experiences that it went through as a caterpillar. Because once the metamorphosis occurs, what the caterpillar went through is no longer relevant. Wow. So, I'm praying with the help of the Holy Spirit to help each one of us break through the limitations that we've put on ourselves. A limitation of smallness, a limitation of insecurity, a limitation of inferiority, a limitation of inadequacy, a limitation of not boldly going where God has been summoning you to come because he's extended an invitation. But all the time you're thinking that you're not ready, you're not good enough, you got to work on this, you got to work on that. I come tonight to tell you, let go of the caterpillar and become the supernatural butterfly God has already made you. Say amen, somebody. So I want to change. I want to change our and cause us to break through limitations of smallness, break through how you know that you no longer see yourself small and limited, break through believing small, break through expecting small, break through even receiving how you have been receiving from God. It's not on the level of where he wants you to go. And then break through the wrong, erroneous thinking where you're thinking that either you're not good enough or you can't make this difference. So here we go. Psalms 92. You should be there by now. Psalms 92. Verses 12 through 15. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. So when we talk about fruitfulness, you have to also get in mind that fruitfulness or being fruitful is also flourishing. A fruitful tree is a tree that flourishes. It's a flourishing tree. So the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Notice what the scripture did not say. The righteous might flourish. No. This is a state of being. When you talk about a state of being, you're talking about the quality of something. You're talking about the condition of something. This is how it is, period. So that's why I said fruitfulness is a state of being. Now, it's a state of being now where you will constantly expect what? To flourish. Constantly expect to flourish. Now listen, my brothers and sisters. You've been at this place where you're trying to believe God the best way you can, but your expectation isn't strong enough. Because sometimes you still expect the worst to happen. Or you expect not to come out on top. Or you expect a shortage, or you allow something that happens to you to shape your expectation for you. No. Be fruitful. And that is Being fruitfulness is a state of being where you're constantly expecting. And that means I'm constantly expecting to flourish. It says the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. What's he talking about? This is a symbol of stability. It says that the righteous, in other words, are rooted like a palm tree. And no matter what happens, no matter the condition, no matter the storm, the righteous are not easily shaken because they will flourish. Glory to God. You have to expect to flourish. You have to expect to be fruitful. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. He shall grow, not might. He shall grow. He shall flourish. Why does it compare us to a cedar in Lebanon? Well, cedars in Lebanon were a symbol of resilience. A cedar in Lebanon was a symbol of strength. So he's showing you how strong you are in what we carry. Are you with me? The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord. Come on, say, that's me. That's me. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. So that means that time has no bearing on our fruitfulness. Age has no bearing on our fruitfulness. Color, gender has no bearing on our fruitfulness. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be, the King James Bible says, fat, that means abundant, and there it is again, flourishing. Now, what's the purpose in all of this fruitfulness and flourishing business, Lord? Look at verse 15. To show or demonstrate that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. I give him praise. Glory to God. Well, how do we look at this now in order to understand this fruitfulness business? We have to look at what is our fruit. Let me go ahead and give you that. You ready to write? Because we want to cultivate a fruitfulness consciousness. We want to cultivate a fruitfulness consciousness. Now, there are five ways to bear what I call scriptural fruit or fruit from the Bible. What the Bible reveals is fruit. Now, number one is the fruit of more souls. This is not only winning people to the Lord, it is having an influence with more souls. So number one is the fruit of more souls. You have to always remember you have an influence, you're causing an impact, and you're carrying an impartation. Let me say that again. You're carrying an influence, you're causing an impact, and you're releasing this impartation that you have for more souls. So God's presence on you, when you develop and as you develop this fruitfulness consciousness, God's presence will increase on you and it'll cause you to attract more people to you. Your influence and your impact will grow as you're used by God to touch more people for him. Y'all hear me say this quite often about the power of presence. And sometimes your presence brings an impact. I'll never forget the time that I went into a Rite Aid store. You know Rite Aid, just like Walgreens and CVS. Went into a Rite Aid, going in there to get something Cheryl sent me in there for. In my peripheral vision, I saw some people in line at the checkout, and the clerk was there checking them out. I saw people in line, but I headed straight to the back to to get the items Cheryl sent me there for. So I collected them. I probably was in there maybe 5 minutes, maybe a little less, headed to the checkout, and all the line had left. And so I was next, and I went there, and the clerk started laughing. I said, "Excuse me, ma'am, what's wrong?" She said, "You don't know?" I said, "No, ma'am." She says, "When you walked in here, there was a lady right here at my checkout, and she was scared of you." I said, "What are you talking about?" And she said, she kept saying, "He's going to get me. He's going to get me. He's going to get me. Y'all don't know he's going to get me." And she was frantic. We had to calm her down. And she said, "You didn't hear all the noise?" I said, "No, ma'am, I wasn't paying attention." She said, "That lady was afraid of you." And so I kept asking her, "Had you done anything to her?" She said, "No." "Have you ever met him?" "No." "Did he say something to you?" "No." "Then what are you talking about, ma'am?" And she just kept on saying, "He's going to get me. He's going to get me." The power of presence. See, in one hand, it can be favorable because you're carrying an influence. You are causing an impact for others. And then you're releasing an impartation. But then on the other hand, your presence becomes a threat. That's why you can't play favorites. That's why I mentioned earlier about you can't bow to a political spirit. You have to be there and understand what John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world," not a political party, the world. And that means that you and I, since we're recipients of that love, we also now are being used by God to love this unlovable world. And that means you got to love unlovable people, and you got to release that impact upon them. You have to release that impartation upon them for the glory and honor of God. So one fruit is more souls. More souls. You're going to have a great influence. Number two is the fruit of manifested scripture. The fruit of manifested scripture. So now when we're talking about fruit, you're going to have to get this in your mind that God wants you to experience more scripture manifested in your life. So manifested scripture means things that you've been standing in faith for will begin coming to pass. Because God says, as you develop yourself in this consciousness of fruitfulness, I can trust you with more in the natural because you won't allow it to dictate to you. So number one is the fruit of more souls. Number two is the fruit of manifested scripture. Manifested scripture. Then number three is the fruit of matured spirituality. Matured spirituality. In other words, this is where you become, this particular fruit, you experience development and maturity in the things of the Spirit. See, maturity is a product of discipline. And y'all hear me say this all the time. Discipline is enforced obedience. It's where you make yourself obey. And you're going to have to get to the place where, just like the butterfly no longer identifies with the caterpillar, you're going to have to get to the place where you discipline yourself, where you stop going backwards and using your past as your reference. The butterfly never uses its life as a caterpillar as reference because the lifestyle of the caterpillar, I already told you this, is irrelevant to how now the butterfly lives. But see, right now, there's some of us, we still try to, you know, pull in all the many years from your past to where you are now. It's true that you lived all those years, but the truth is, the truth from the Word of God, that life really started for you when you got born again and started yielding to God. Here I am at 62. God doesn't want me to pull in all 62 years now and try to live how he wants me to live now. No, because that will contaminate and corrupt the revelation that I've caught now. And that's how some people do. The fruit of matured spirituality. So spiritual discipline, dear hearts, matured spirituality brings you to spiritual discipline. And spiritual discipline means that you no longer live by your feelings. You no longer live by your past. You no longer live, are you listening to me? By what used to push your buttons, but now you live by a commitment that you have to the Lord and to his word. The fruit of matured spirituality. And then, number four. So we said scriptural fruit is manifested in number one as more fruit, more souls, the fruit of more souls. Then we said it's manifested in the form of number two, the fruit of manifested scripture. Then number three is manifested as the fruit of matured spirituality. And then number four, the fruit of ministry to the saints. Ministry to the saints. This is when you become instrumental to cause other Christians now to become equipped, encouraged, edified, and empowered, and elevated for victory in their daily lives. Glory to God. Yeah, this is where you now, you are, you're multiplying yourself in others in the name of Jesus and bringing about a lifestyle of effectiveness to them. And then finally, number five, is the fruit of material substance or success. Now, don't allow the word success to throw you, because when some Christians hear the word success, they start thinking like the world. But in the kingdom, you have to see success as overcoming in areas that you used to be stuck in, or watch this, hindered in. Material substance, the fruit of material substance and success. Let me show you this scripture. Go with me in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs. Look at Proverbs real quick here. Proverbs. Now, I'm just introducing this tonight. Glory to God. Proverbs chapter 8, so you can see this. Look at this. And let's look at verse 17. Anybody getting anything tonight? Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. Now, of course, verse 1 is talking about wisdom, so this chapter is talking about wisdom crying out and what wisdom says that it will do and cause people to encounter and experience. So verse 17 says, now this is wisdom talking, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Verse 18, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. So now what do we say number five is? The fruit is the fruit of material substance and success. So look what it says. Wisdom is saying. Look at verse 19. My fruit, there it is better than gold. Yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment. Well, why wisdom? And look at verse 21. That I may cause those that love me to inherit, there it is, substance. And I will fill their treasures. So this is the fifth manifestation of fruit in a believer's life. The fruit of material substance, and success. And now you see success as overcoming in areas, overcoming in life where you used to fail in that particular area. Going back into the same area that at one time you experienced rejection and failure in a closed door, and now you come through victorious. Not because the people changed or the doors changed, you changed. You're carrying more now as you're developing this anointing of fruitfulness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, let me get rid of the end tonight. Let me get rid of the end tonight because we're just introducing this. So because of this, you got to understand that being fruitful calls for believers to make more of a demand on themselves and on their faith, to cause them to make more of a demand on themselves and on their faith. Now, going back when I mentioned about our church anniversary back in August, I prophetically spoke to the anniversary committee because of something they did, the job they did. They did a good job. But I was also speaking to the congregation, but I spoke to the committee. And what had happened was they had some fruit out. And so I'm led now to share that prophetic word with you tonight. Because what was said, spoken then, because of this word from God, be fruitful, it comes upon us now. And so here's the word. Different measures of fruitfulness will take place in your lives. I'm speaking to you. It won't be by accident. It'll be because of a divine appointment and a divine assessment. You're going to access this. This word from God concerning be fruitful is a prophetic word and a prophetic symbol to us. And so the Lord wants you to get this out of your mind that you're thinking that you're going to receive one thing at a time. That time and that season for you is over. God wants you to get out of your mind of one thing coming, and he wants you to start thinking multiple things coming to you in the name of Jesus. Get out of your mind a single thing coming and start thinking multiple things coming at one time. That's what he wants you to do. Because of this prophetic word, be fruitful. And just like there are different kinds of fruit, and that's what they had at the church service back in August, just like there are different kinds of fruit, and different kinds of fruit come in different kinds of sizes, and they have different kinds of flavors. God wants you to get used to that. The different kinds, different sizes, different flavors. In other words, the variety that he's going to expose you to. I'm speaking that to you tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you're going to have to welcome him and receive what he wants to do in your life. And it starts with you understanding that fruitfulness is a state of being. I'm going to have to look at this metamorphosis between the caterpillar and the butterfly and understand that God is speaking to me in this season of my life, and he's calling me to soar beyond where I have never gone before. Go to Romans 12, 2. That's my last scripture tonight. Romans 12, 2. And we'll get further into this tomorrow. But I need you to see the metamorphosis. Romans 12, 2. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Look at this. Romans 12 and 2. This is not a suggestion. It's a command. Romans 12 and 2 is a command. Well, listen to me. Fruitfulness for the child of God is a mandate from heaven. It's a command. Be fruitful. Tomorrow I'll take you to Genesis 1. We're going to look at some things. But I want you to hear this. Be fruitful. Look at Romans 12 and 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That who may prove? That who may prove God's will? God? No. The child of God, you and I. Be not conformed to this world. So what you and I are going to have to do is we're going to have to detach ourselves from the world's view, the world's opinion, the world's judgment, the world's priorities, and understand God is summoning us higher. And he says, be transformed. You know this from the Greek, that word translated transform is the Greek word metamorpho, which where we get metamorphosis. But be ye transformed. And now this transformation is going to call for you and I to change our behavior. Come on, put it down. Number one, I must change my behavior. I must change my behavior. Number two, I must change my appetite, what I feed on, what I allow to occupy my time and my attention. So I must change my what? My behavior, how I act, how I conduct myself. I must change my appetite. I must change my priorities. If you're going to go through the full metamorphosis to cause fruitfulness to increase in your life, you're going to have to yield to the Spirit of God. I don't believe I'm telling you all something new. I really believe that the Spirit of God has already been dealing with a lot of you all concerning some things. So you're going to have to change your behavior. You're going to have to change your appetite. You're going to have to change your... Oh yeah, somebody put this in the chat for me, Mario. They putting this in the chat for me. What's number three?
Priorities.
Priorities. You're going to have to change your priorities. Number four, you're going to have to change your talk. How you talk. Whether you're talking to someone else or talking to yourself. Remember, fruitfulness is a state of being. You have to become conditioned in fruitfulness. The quality of your life is fruitfulness. So you're not going to talk down to yourself. You're not going to talk about yourself. You following me? So you got to change your talk. And then the next one, you're going to have to change your thoughts. What you think on, the thoughts that you dwell on, the thoughts that you embrace. See, sometimes just because I can see your face, I necessarily don't see the thought that you have embraced, what's going on the inside. But God is looking for us to be the same person on the outside that we are on the inside and there's no difference. That what people see is what they get because of the impartation we will begin to carry even more. You with me? And then finally, after your thoughts and the way you think, you have to change that. You're going to have to change your perspective. Watch this. Your perspective on your life and on yourself. So how you process your life, you're going to have to stop using your past as your reference. How you process what happens to you in your life, you're going to have to stop using your emotions as your reference. And we're going straight to the Word of God. And then on the inside of me, how I see myself, see, that perspective is going to change. It's going to be different. The butterfly never thinks about himself as a caterpillar. Those days are dead. And your past is going to have to die to you. And how you're used to seeing yourself is going to have to die. Pastor Mark, is this going to be easy? No, if it was easy, everybody's going to do it. Everybody would be doing it if it was easy. But listen, remember what I said. God gave us this word because of what's coming on the land. And he's preparing us. And he doesn't want us to cave in like the disciples did when they were in that mega storm and they feared for their lives. Watch this. They didn't think about praying. They didn't think about reminding each other about what Jesus said. They thought of themselves and immediately accused Jesus of not caring because of what they found themselves caught in. You don't want to be like that. You don't want to be like that. And when it come on the news, and when family members are calling you, you have to be the voice of faith and the voice of wisdom and the voice of the anointing to bring about breakthrough and impartation when everyone else is panicking, just like Jesus brought it for the disciples. He gave a word before the storm, and God gave us this word, be fruitful. So, Father God, we pray tonight. And we're asking you, Lord, to help us. Help us. Come on, everybody. Just put your right hand on your head. Come on, put your right hand on your head. And now pray this out loud. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, remove the darkness from my eyes. Remove the darkness from my mind. Remove the darkness from my perspective and cause me to see your light like never before. In the name of Jesus, help me to cooperate with your divine metamorphosis. In the name of Jesus, I want to boldly go where you're calling me to go. In Jesus' name. That's it. Glory to God. And I release upon your people, Father, tonight what you're causing me to carry. Lord, help us to go. And I know we have two more nights, but Father, help us to go. And these ones who you have given me influence with and a voice to, and I've prayed over and prayed for and I've covered. Father, people in our world, in our sphere of influence, they're going to need us. And we want to be ready. But not only that, we want to cause our lives to go to another place in Jesus' name. All right, dear hearts. Here's one more thing for you. You wrote the last one, number five, was material substance and success. And the last fruit is manifested new territory. That's the last one. That's where God takes you into an area of your life, a dimension of your life that you've never been to before. Sometimes, and a lot of times when he takes us there, I just simply call it new territory. So you can just make number six new territory. You can call it that. It's easier, new territory. And a lot of times when he takes you there, you never thought you was ready for it. In fact, 7 to 8 times out of 10, no matter how much you believe in God, you feel so unqualified, but he takes you anyway. this place called new territory. It has a greater influence with it. Meaning you have greater influence, you have greater impact, and he uses you, and he uses you without you knowing how much he's really using you. New territory. I tried to keep it up with my alliteration with the MS, the fruit of MS, but I that's too hard. I just want to tell you what it was, new territory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so my prayer is that you'll finish this year strong and you'll boldly go where God has taken you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Come on, put your hands together. Give God some praise. Come on, let's bless him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
We truly hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Mark Roberson of Faith Word Fellowship. Please visit us at one of our two locations. If you're in Buffalo, New York, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship International. And if you're in the St. Catharines, Ontario, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship Canada. To learn more about Faith Word Fellowship or to contact Pastor Mark or to even access other teachings by Pastor Mark, please visit us at www.faithwordfellowship.org. And always remember, one word from God and you will never be the same again.